We have our architect already. We already own our land. We have the money to get the temporary facilities out there. We also have some donors who are ready to donate a lot more money if we're no longer tied down to some of the restrictions and have so many animals that come in that are unadoptable. And one of the misconceptions is that without the city of Bryan, since they have most of the animals and the $300,000 they are contracted with us to pay this year, that that is going to hurt the shelter. We actually charge them per animal for the 72 hours. So if we don't have 9,000 animals to take care of, and with the city of College Station, A&M, and outside county animals, it's a total of about 3,700 animals, then we'll be able to get our euthanasia rate down.